All right, a lot going on here, WWIV this morning. One of the things, our March Hope and Hoops, it is a One Fest day. Yeah, Troy Lechleitner, One Fest uses some of his skills for One Fest. He's a One Fest volunteer, and he'll be in as our guest shooter about 6:45 to 6:50. And we've got big grand prize Dawson will jaw for after 4:45 today. Two reserve passes and two meet and greets to see either Jeremy Camp or Toby Mac, one of the headliners at One Fest. I don't know, Jason Kanz, with all due respect to Jeremy, I think I'd try to meet Toby, but...
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that'd be probably the direction I would go as well.
But Jeremy had surgery, kind of a heart ablation surgery here recently, so he's got a recovery, so praying for that to be speedy and thorough. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing the things they can do with medicine, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. It is. Well, I have two observations here this morning before we get to our devotion, and so... You have no idea what these are going to be, so we'll just get your honest on-air reaction. One of them is, you ever notice, like this morning, you wake up sometimes and you're like, and you've got some kind of ache or pain or annoyance that you did not have when you went to bed, and I'm like, what's with that?
You know, so that's me almost every morning.
Really?
I don't know if it's the mattress I sleep on or what it is, but, you know, when I think about that, I think as kids, you could sleep on a root and be fine. You could fall down the stairs and just get up and go. You know, when you hit your 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, you sleep, you know, with the blanket turned wrong way. And it's just, wow. And it just seems to linger.
I mean, one of the things is, I guess you can, you know, sometimes maybe you bump your head during the day and then it doesn't bother you till like the next day. But, you know.
Yeah.
And I always thought it's kind of like with football, they have the detailed injury report. Like, this player has this kind of toe injury, this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, what if we took, you know, the listener line's open for the injury update. Every Monday.
It'd be full. Yeah. It'd be full. We could do the WWIB injury report.
All right. So the other thing is, my other thought of the morning is this eternal optimism we have. For instance, because today the NCAA men's tournament starts and the women's must be, you know, right near this same time. And that's more popular than ever. Caitlin Clark, there we go.
Yep.
But tough bracket for Iowa, tough bracket. But
it is.
But here's the thing is that we have this optimism. I have never bought a lottery ticket. I think I've been given one once or twice. I have not even been in casinos. But, I mean, the thing is that don't we just have this optimism? People fill out this bracket or 25 of them and they just think one of these is going to win me $1 million.
Right. Yeah, you know, in some regards, I think that optimism is a good thing, you know, to have hope for things. You know, I know that we would say that have our hope rightly placed, you know, is important. But, you know, I think there's something exciting about that shared excitement about filling out a bracket or whatever. You know, I'm a little more leery about the lottery.
Yeah.
You know, because if you look at the odds, you know, if you look at them compared to other things, it's shocking how much how poor the odds are at actually winning. But you know, I think things like that, you know, you get into a game, you're like, I get into it because I want to win, you know, and that sort of thing.
But it is interesting that we can have such an optimism about stuff like that. And I'll give you the odds and filling out a perfect bracket in a moment. They're not good.
Yeah.
To compared to how harsh our self-talk can be. How is that?
Yeah.
How can those both coexist?
Yeah, I that's a good question.
Thank you.
And I would say neither of those are realistic, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I think one of them is there's this unrealistic optimism.
Yeah.
And on the other end, there's an unrealistic pessimism about how bad we really are.
Yeah, it's so harsh. Yeah.
It is. It is. You know, and I think that's where it's good to have friends where we can check things out with. I was just talking with a good friend yesterday and was able to be a sounding board for her about something. And she said, you know, thank you, you know, because it kind of pulled her out of that space of feeling very self-deprecating and beating herself up.
There you go. I'm going to play the song Better Together, and I don't even know what your devotion is. Here we go. Based on the data, the odds of getting all 63 games correct in the tournament that'll start today, it falls somewhere between 1 in 10 billion and 1 in 40 billion. So there you go. If you want to be optimistic, 1 in 10 billion.
Right. So in other words, if every person in the world picked a bracket,
you're right.
There's not even 10 billion people in the world.
That's a way to put that in perspective.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess today we jump ahead to John 16:25. Doesn't this 5 minutes have everything in it? It does.
It does. We pack it in.
All right. All right, I've got the scripture today. It's, I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father.
And I wrote, Jesus was famous for using figures of speech. He often spoke in parables, stories that painted pictures of the reality of the kingdom of God. In many cases, his word pictures added depth and meaning to our knowledge of God and his kingdom. For example, consider how many sermons, stories, books, or songs have been written about the story of the prodigal in Luke 15. Yet at times, Jesus' words and figures of speech seem to cloud our understanding. We cannot see clearly, so we stumble in the darkness. But Jesus doesn't leave things that way. He promises his followers that his language will be made plain. Clarity comes with asking.
What are your thoughts there?
You know, I think sometimes we're afraid to ask, right? We're afraid to ask even friends for clarity. We're afraid to ask God for clarity. And I think asking for that is really where we got to start.
Boy, yeah, we see through a glass dimly, don't we?
Right,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Close us out with prayer.
It says, Jesus, you promise clarity, but I often stumble about in the darkness. In these times of confusion, I try to take control, but that just leaves me with more confusion. You tell me to ask, and so I am. Jesus, make your word clear so that I may know you more. Amen.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
There
we go. Our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. You wonder where that devotion came from for John 16:25. His notes from the upper room. He did a book and a collection of devotions on that upper room discourse, John 13-17. So you can order that on Amazon if you're interested. Let's say good morning to Troy. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Thanks for being here bright and early.
Well, thanks for letting me come in.
Yeah. One Fest volunteer these last few years, but we've known you as the CCM concert photographer extraordinaire. You been to any concerts lately where you've been taking pictures?
Oh, I was just at a couple, and I've got
Were
a couple coming
Curtis
up.
Chapman?
I was at Stephen Curtis Chapman twice. I was at the Eau Claire show, and then I was up in Brainerd for that show. And then back in January, I was at Ben Fuller. A friend of mine put on a show over in St. Croix Falls. He had Ben Fuller and who's the other artist? That's not We Are Messengers.
Jonathan Traylor.
Okay. All right. So anybody that's going to the Eau Claire show that has never seen Jonathan Traylor is in for a treat.
Nice. Fantastic. Let me grab a tune from Jonathan Traylor here coming up in a moment. Yeah, and that's, again, April 8th. And we've got this CCM Song Showdown going on. Second round starts this morning with Crowder against Lauren Daigle, and people are voting two different ways on the talk and text line at 396-1670 or the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. And today we're starting something where I've invited all the people who nominated these tunes to tell us, you know, in 30 seconds or so, why they nominated that song. So we're going to hear them say it, and then the voting goes for a half an hour, and somebody's going to win a pair of tickets to that concert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Pablo Center, great location, right?
Oh, it's a beautiful location, too. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, I highly suggest getting on that. Because that's going to be a really good show.
Caleb just posted, I think they just 25% savings just went into effect, too. So take advantage of that new lower prices on those tickets. Well, Troy, you've hooped it up here before. Do you remember how you've done?
Two for five, okay. 3 for 5, yeah, about average. I was never a basketball player, so anything that makes it in, I'm happy with.
Very good. All right, well, we'll get you that. Sometimes yesterday the underhand was kind of the approach. I think all the shooters went underhand, and Vicky Early and our own Fred Scholl went 4 for 5. Not to put any pressure, but hey, let's get some pledges for Troy here on the listener line, 396-1670. And that's a pretty great prize today, right? The one Fest grand prize, 2 reserve passes and 2 meet and greets to see a headliner.
It is, and the lineup this year is really, really good with like Britt Nicole and Toby Mack.
I know,
you know, and Jeremy Camp. I mean how can you not miss out on that?
Exactly. And I think it's kind of like completing things that were started, right? Jeremy Camp never came in 2020 because of the pandemic. He's coming. recovering from some surgery, but he's coming. You had 10th Avenue North, right? Rain shortened from even earlier, the very first one.
The very first
one. They're back together as a group. And Mike Donahue writes about it in his book, right?
Yeah. So. I call them kind of full circle God moments, you know, because it's awesome watching how God kind of works a plan out like that, too.
I like that. Full circle God moments for sure. Today in history, we're going to leave for Dawson after 2:45. Just a handful of things today. Is the absolutely incredible Kid Day. It is International Tiramisu Day. My wife likes her tiramisu. It is Crunchy Taco Day, and it's just too many things to tell you about. It's World Down Syndrome Day today and World Poetry Day today's number is 20 million. That's the estimated number of preppers in the United States this year, up from 10 million in 2017. A prepper. I don't know, like food preparation? That's what comes to mind.
That's what comes to mind for me, too.
Or else back in the day, they would say somebody was preppy, right? You dressed up, you were preppy.
Yeah. Or
I don't think that's what it means.
But maybe a cross between a pepper and a...
We'll have to look up preppers. I thought it's maybe food preparers. All right, WWIB, it is time. We're coming up on 9 before 7 o'clock. Troy Lechleitner from One Fest and one of the volunteers and the photographer extraordinaire from so many CCM events. And he has had no practice by choice this morning. And so, Troy, go ahead. I'll hand the play-by-play. And the first one is up and good. All right, he's 1 for 1. Fires right away. Second one comes up a little short. He's going overhand. Third one is on the way. There it is. And got it. Swish. Good touch. 2 out of 3. And there's, a little short. 2 out of 4. One more to go. There it is. And he got it. 3 for 5. So every other one. And so for Jeannie in Fall Creek, for her, it's all about the fourth ball because... We remember the ones we missed, and Jeannie, that's the only one she missed. And so she's like $10 for the rest of the month in the early shooting for the fourth one. But you were 1 and 3 and 5, correct?
Yeah. 1, 3, 5.
Yeah.
That's, I haven't done that way yet.
But going with the overhand, why did you choose no practice today?
I figure practice, no practice, I'm going to be consistent, you know, I think every year that I've shot, I've never had any practice. So I'm like, we'll just keep her going like that.
All right. Well, there we go. Hey, we did hear from Rose again in Phillips. Thank you so much, Rose. She said $10 for Hope and Hoops. I'm keeping a tally. We'll send a check. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, we keep track. And so we'll get a total as well for you on that. But that's $10. And so, yeah, I think we had flat fledges from Cody. Mike was $20 per basket. So you made 3. So if I'm understanding, Mike, what you said, that comes out to 60, and Jen with the $25 flat, and Rose as well. So they all go into the drawing later today with Dawson after 4:45. Somebody going away with that grand prize for the 2 reserve passes and the 2 meet and greets at One Fest. But I guess we're not going to have time necessarily to go through the whole One Fest schedule. But suffice it to say, some of these new artists like Britt Nicole coming to One Fest for the first time.
She's good.
Yeah,
she's good. I've seen her quite a few times. Mm-hmm. And she, along with Toby, are the real deal. So very loving on people.
Well, you are the real deal as well.
You too.
We love you, working with you. And,
thank you.
I know you helped provide Caleb a lot of different photos for us to share for all these concerts. And so God's grace to you and yours, all right?
Well, thank you. And it's all for God's glory.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
All right. Well, our song showdown continues here. Second round getting underway, Caleb, but Lauren Daigle against Crowder.
Yes, Lauren Daigle's song, Thank God I Do, against Crowder, Run, Devil, Run. And as we were just talking off the air, kind of a new wrinkle as we get into these even better second round matchups, we asked the nominators to give us a little insight into why they chose this song.
That's right. And so let's listen to Linda nominating Lauren Daigle.
Hi, this is Linda from Chippewa, and I chose Lauren Daigle. Thank God I do, because it really resonates with my heart and my life. So many times we have people that we love so much and they're just gone from us or they leave us. And just different situations that go on in life. And when I first heard that song, I just cried and cried because it's so true. God is our strength. He is our fortress. He's our place we want to run to in all situations. And he's always there for us. He loves us like nobody else. And there's so many so many that are broken in this day and age. And we just need to know how much Christ truly loves us, how he came and died for us on the cross. And thank you so much for sharing that song.
Lauren Daigle, song one, nominated by Linda, who you just heard from, 396-1670.
Hello, this is Gary from Bloomer, and I have my Crowder song coming up, Run Devil Run. And you did ask why I picked that song and what it means to me, and I guess what it means to me the most is, you know, we all struggle with the lies of deceiver, and he tells us, you know, that we're sinners, but when I hear this song, you know, it reminds me that I have the power of the three. You know, and through him, he takes the burden away. And when I hear this song, my toes start tapping. And before you know it, I'm up and dancing and hooting and hollering. And it's just a real special song to me, and I'm glad I have a chance to play it. Thank you.
All right, got a winner for our first second-round matchup.
Yes, indeed. And congratulations to Crowder. Crowder, mm-hmm. Number one seed this year, right?
That's right.
And you know what? Chalk held in this one. Sometimes we have surprises. Crowder this time, though, a lot of great support. Again, thank you for all the votes. But Crowder wins and moves on. Strong song choice from Gary. Two great songs. Yeah. But Run Devil Run carried Crowder through to the third round.
Good morning, Wib. This is Sherry from Bloomer. As we enter into the second round of the CCM showdown of the songs, I picked In the Room by Matt Moyer, and I love that song. It is near and deep to me. As I struggle with depression, anxiety, sadness, I know that God's presence is always there. And I absolutely love that song, and I'm honored to hear it this morning. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Deb, and I'm calling to let you know why I chose Walking Miracles for my second Matthew West song. It is a tribute to my 7-year-old son, Alex, who just had his third spinal cord detethering surgery on Tuesday. In almost 8 years, he has had a total of 7 surgeries due to a mild form of spina bifida. And through it all, he always has a smile and is the happiest, kindest kid you'll ever meet and inspires everybody he meets. Thanks.
Well, the busiest woman in all of Christian music festivaldom is here, Heather Fleshinsky from OneFest, the founder of OneFest, of course, is OneFest Day. Get those pledges in at 715-396-1670 for a chance to win a wonderful prize. And we'll see if we can get Heather on the air right away here.
Ready to go. Here, we got your mic up here. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the thing. She walks in and she's like, you should just know by now. We're just going to put you on the air right away.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know if I was going to interrupt by taking off my coat, but I guess I'm on.
No, you're good.
We don't mess around here. We don't mess around. Well, we had Troy from your OneFest team here earlier this morning. He did 3 for 5. He had every odd one, the first, the third, and the fifth one. Shooting overhand this morning.
He was overhand. Yes. Awesome. I'm pretty sure last year I did underhand, so we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, well, they had good success. I think our shooters yesterday morning, both of them before 9, were 4 to 5 in the underhand tosses. So,
Nice.
So, Heather, again, the main stage lineup is set. I believe you still have a few side stage artists that maybe you're adding to, but, I mean, this looks to be the most impressive OneFest lineup ever, and that is saying something. It really is.
It's awesome. I love the variety. I'm so excited to hear all of them. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great time. Toby Mac and Jeremy Camp are just gonna blow our socks off, I think. So it's great.
And it's really interesting how it's kind of come full circle with 10th Avenue North coming back to sort of finish what they started when they came originally to OneFest and a rainstorm kind of, some people would say, messed up their set. The people who were there probably would say, well, actually, that was one of the best memories that I have. But they're saying, hey, let's come back and let's do the full set, Lord and weather permitting this time.
Right. Let's keep praying about that and make sure it happens. We'd love to hear their full set, and they're a great band, and love to have them back. Great hearts for God. And so, yeah.
I don't know if we've had a chance to talk with you too much about, but Ann Wilson also added on, and of course, 7 o'clock on Friday night. too, right?
Yeah, she is just blowing everybody away with her wonderful music. And she and I read her book because I wanted to know even a little bit more about her. And her story is so amazing. So I hope people read the book as well as learn from her at the festival.
Yeah, and again, I mean, just Rhett Walker is going to be there. Honor and Glory. I mean, and again, if people are looking for, you know, country or pop or rock or even a little bit of the, you know, a little heavier too, you're going to have just a little bit of everything there. I mean, that's what a Christian music festival should be, right?
Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard of Rare Breed?
Yes, I was listening to some. Well, here's the thing. I hadn't heard of him until you guys announced him. And then I looked him up and I'm like, this is sort of like Southern rock meets hip hop. It's like, I don't know exactly how to describe it, but it is fun.
It is, yes. I'm looking forward to having him for sure. We heard about him because he was at another festival and just blew them away. So I'm excited to have him because he meets the area, like the country, but yet we still have a little bit of hip hop. So he
starts off at Rare of Breed, 1 o'clock on Saturday. August 3rd, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Saturday is going to be amazing. I mean, Friday is going to be amazing. And they're both going to be amazing. Mm-hmm.
And again, we appreciate OneFest and your support of WIB Incorporated today. How can folks support you? What are some of the things, again, I know you're looking for sponsors, looking for volunteers are some of the things that usually, again, to make something of this scale work, you need not only financial support and prayer support, but you need bodies as well. You need people, especially at a bigger venue, who are going to say, hey, I'm willing to give my time. And in return, you hook them up with a OneFest t-shirt and free admission as well.
Exactly. We did open our volunteer application within this month. And so we're taking those right now. Love to have as many people as possible to help us make this go because, yes, it definitely takes a lot of people. And because it's a bigger venue, there is so much more going on. Yeah. We are so excited about what we can do, but we can only do that with all the people that are going to step up and be volunteers. So we're looking forward to having people join us that way. And of course, financially, we are still a nonprofit organization. And so to put on this big festival, we do need sponsors. So if you know of anybody who wants to sponsor, if you want to sponsor, please do.
And if they do want to volunteer, like Troy is one of your volunteers, if they best way to reach you or express their interest is how?
On our website at onefest.com/volunteer is where you can apply. Otherwise, you can always reach out to us via email at info@onefest.com.
That makes a lot of sense. onefest.com, have it up right now. Just click on volunteer and go from there. Mm-hmm. So very good. All right. Well, you're going to shoot. You're going to practice. Troy, he chose not to practice. So is that in your plans? We'll have to wait and see. But you're going to help our nonprofit. We've incorporated here shortly. And again, we got that great prize, Caleb, at the end of the day.
Yeah. So again, two reserved passes for OneFest 2024, August 2nd through the 4th in Kadat. And also meet and greets for one of the headliners as well. Two meet and greets. So super cool. Super cool. And would love to put you in that running. Again, anyone who pledges throughout the day before 4:45 will be in that drawing. So easiest way to pledge, 715-396-1670.
All right, WWIB. And we do have a result in the Matt Marr Matthew West showdown.
Yeah, Matt against Matthew. And the winner, again, in the room by Matt Marr against Walking Miracles by Matthew West. The winner is Matthew West, moving on to the third round of our CCM Song Showdown here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Congratulations.
And congratulations to Deb in Chippewa Falls, who's kind of managing Matthew through the tournament and advancing to the final eight. Two more second round matchups coming up tomorrow. All right, let's recap the pledgers, although there's not a drawing this time, just a grand prize drawing at the end of the day from among all the pledgers this morning.
All right, I love this. I'm going to tell you about a pledge that came in just a moment. Rose from Phillips, thank you for the pledge. Alan from Elk Mound with a flat pledge this morning. Thank you so much, a $25 flat pledge. Elizabeth from Chippewa Falls, a $20 flat pledge. Shelly from Chitex has $5 per made basket. Again, you can still get yours in 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670 by text. But we just heard from Jan from Colfax, and she says, if Heather makes all five, we'll be a 103.7 partner, $103.70 to the ministry. So that's kind of an all or nothing. That's
wow. Pressure.
So again, I know Ryan from the OneFest lead team told you, hey, Heather, you've got to make all five today. So it's like, no pressure, but everybody's putting pressure on you to try to go five for five.
Well, they believe in you. They believe in you. All right.
I don't know if they should.
All right, the time is now. Here she goes. Caleb,
Heather Plushinski, founder of OneFest, cannot wait for OneFest 2024. First shot up and just a little bit too strong. Just a little bit too strong.
She doesn't know her own muscle.
Second one underhand. There you go. Rattles it through. One for two, 50%. The orange ball going overhand and off the rim and out.
She
all right.
Away from the successful underhand.
Going underhand and that one just off to the right. All right. Going for two for five here. Underhand on the last one. Splash. There you go. Rattles it through. And, man, that's going back and forth with different styles. Which one did you feel more comfortable on?
Always underhand.
Always underhand.
With this tight little Tykes basket.
Yes. Well, and the thing is, too, I mean, you have some athletic children as well, too, so they might give you grief sometimes about whether you shoot underhand or overhand, but the goal is just to put them in, and that's what worked well, underhand.
Right, right. Yeah, so they my daughter would be disappointed that I only did two, and I'm really sorry for those who wanted all of them.
Oh, that's great.
So you made the underhand, but then you switched back.
Yeah, because last year I did all underhand, and I felt like that was cheating.
It's not.
So I wanted to do it overhand.
Always challenging yourself. Again, yeah. It's kind of like what OneFest has been, right? It's like, hey, how can we go bigger? How can we improve? How can we be better? And man, I mean it when I say I don't know anybody who works harder than you do, Heather. And so, man, we're just so proud to be able to partner with you guys, and we're looking forward to this. Thank you for taking some time to be with us today.
Well, thank you for letting me come in and embarrass myself.
No.
Hey, as all of us could attest, two for five is very respectable because there's still two shots that can be missed in that tally, and we've done that before. So
I feel good when I get two because you don't have one or zero. That's the thing.
Right.
That's the thing. All right. Hey, the big drawing today is going to be with Dawson on the drive. The all of the pledgers will go into the drawing there on this March 21st for two reserve passes and meet and greets to see Jeremy Camp on the Friday night, August 2nd at OneFest.
I'm just wondering, like, if you've seen Jeremy Camp before, like, the dude's got pipes. Like, he's ripped. Like, when you shake his hand for a meet and greet, does he, like, crush your hand or does he know his own strength and like, give you just a gentle, gentle squeeze? That's what you could find out if you win these passes.
There you go.
So, yeah,
I don't know.
The questions nobody probably wonders. I just remember meeting him before. It's like, this dude is ripped. So that's what I remember from meeting Jeremy Camp.